Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Alex.
Yes.
Alex, it's James, mate. I spoke to you last week regarding to a dry sump setup that I was trying to do.
Hey, how you doing?
How, good, matey. Good, good, good. I rang up a bit early and I had spoken to someone else.
Yes.
And they said that you were pretty much the better person to talk to regarding to what I've encountered a bit of a situation.
Okay.
GC8s and the dry sump setups. No yes. room in the front. So currently I'm running the factory shroud with the factory fans, but because I'm putting this dry sump setup, do you guys make or have anything that I can to replace the factory fans with a thinner version with thin spout fans?
You don't need to.
Oh, it doesn't fit, matey.
No, it
Look,
does. A GC8, a dry sump.
So I've got a PWR radiator.
Oh, you got a thick radiator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
how thick?
Last time I measured it, I think it was around the 50 millimeter mark.
Right. So I've got a 40 mil Koyo rad here. I'm staring at right now with GC8 fans on it, which are factory, right?
Right.
And to the dry sump pulley, I've still got probably 15 mil.
So in my case, if I've got that extra 10 mil, I've got 5 mil.
And that's but have you actually tried it?
No, I'm kind of thinking ahead.
No,
I'd try it,
mate, because this radiator's sitting a finger's gap away from the rad support panel too, which you can modify your rad support brackets a little bit to bring the radiator closer to the rad support.
Correct.
So yeah, just manipulate it, mate.
The only thing I was thinking was obviously in the current build that I had a lot of heat, a lot. And I removed the air conditioning, and that helped dramatically, sadly. No more aircon in the Subaru. But these spout fans are much more powerful, much more better, and I wanted to get as much cold air in there as possible. But if I wanted to change it to something a little bit more nicer, what would you recommend?
In terms of which part, James? Sorry, mate.
So on the back of a PWR radiator, the spout bracket and fans.
You can use spout fans. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. Direct fans.
Spout fans are easy to get. You get the slimline ones. But in regarding to the metal shroud, is there anything that's pre-made? Anything have?
No, we don't have anything. No. We sort of custom make things to go. Normally, getting a spout fan at the race car, and it's a big single.
So you don't do a twin anymore. You go single.
Yeah, we normally go a big single because they only need fans when they're in dummy grid, mate. If your fan's kicking in whilst you're driving, you've got problems.
If the fans are... No, the fans only kick in when I'm idling, yeah.
Yeah, correct,
right.
Yeah.
I saw another guy, he had put the fans on the front of the radiator, not on the back of it. And because there's all that space now...
I'm not a big fan of it. It's up to you. You can do that.
Okay, so it's basically custom stuff if I wanted to change it.
Correct,
because I did try a Moshimoto
Wouldn't touch them even if they gave them to me for free or paid me to fit them.
They didn't fit. Yeah, I would have changed the motors. Yeah, I would have changed the motors, but it's more really I wanted just the metal bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you got to think about it. You're talking about that big Mishimoto steel shroud, right? Aluminium shroud. Think about how much radiator surface area that's actually blocking when you're driving.
Good for
when the fans are pumping at idle, because it's forcing all the air through the fan.
Yeah.
But when you're actually driving, you're restricting a huge surface area through the core of the radiator. That's terrible.
Yeah, I get you, yeah.
I wouldn't be doing that. If you're going to do spouts, make some nice little brackets, run some spouts on it. If not, you're probably getting a bit carried away. I'd just run GC8 fans. We run GC8 fans in all
that was the other thing I was thinking. Instead of getting a spout, just go get the two fans or one big fan. Make some metal fittings that will hook it up and bolt it on literally without a spout cover or like a shroud or anything like that.
But why do you need these fans? Why don't you just leave the factory GC ones on?
Oh, I'm happy with them. I was just more concerned that it may have rubbed. And you're the only person that I know that would have done dry sump setups in old models is you guys.
Nah, you're wasting your time.
Troy told me to give you guys a call as well
Just make it work. If anything, your radiator's probably overkill for what you got anyway.
Yeah.
To be honest, right? You can step the size of the radiator down. Go and buy yourself a brand new Koyo rad at 40 mil. It's tons.
I did have that, and I kept on getting electrolysis. I've gone.
I've
went
copped
through
that in PWR too. I've copped more in PWR than I've copped in Koyo.
Yeah. So I've gone through three Koyos and two fucking PWRs. PWR at least came to the table and said, "Here's another one for free."
Yeah,
I sent them my radiator.
They actually didn't do that for me.
It's surprising.
Experience.
A lot of people have said that because I sent it back and it didn't leak from the fins.
No, it leaked through the core.
It's gone, no, from the side tanks.
Oh, there you go.
And I gave it to them to say, explain this. And they're like, holy shit, we've never seen this before. And I'm like, I can't understand that. I get it, you know, if it came from the fins and whatnot.
Yep.
I said, but do the test for yourself. Sent it to them. They looked at it and they went, fuck me. And they gave me a radiator.
Cool. Well, that's good. But that's about it, man. I don't have any more input on that, but the fans do work perfectly fine.
I also saw your reservoir bottles because I've got this crappy Rubik's Cube looking shit thing that the fabricator made, and it looks like shit. But I did see your ones online for $4.99, I think it is.
Yes.
You got your black ones or your silver ones, your billet tanks. Does that mean I can eliminate my overflow water bottle as well?
No. You always need an expansion bottle because it's always a recovery cap that you run.
Right. Okay.
So you still need an expansion bottle.
Yeah.
But if you got aircon on your car, you don't, do you?
I don't now, no.
So right where the aircon pump sits, we actually make a bolt-on bracket that sits the header tank right where the AC used to sit.
Right. So by having that bottle... Mm-hmm. I don't need my gay Rubik's Cube anymore.
No.
Which is that I've also got the factory one that goes in the guard. What's that?
That's the overflow bottle.
That's the overflow. So do
Correct.
I still need
so
that?
That one has to stay because you run a recovery system. And so from the pressure cap, there's a hose that runs out to that bottle. So when the expansion achieves a certain expansion rate, it spits the water out into that bottle. And then when the car cools off, it sucks it back out of that bottle. So yes, you need that bottle.
Is there any other design that I can do?
We don't
so
normally
I can eliminate.
No, we normally run that because it's hidden out of the bay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just thought there'd be just a different version to the factory model.
No, guys make aluminium ones and stuff like that, but then they sit in the bay and they take up space. They don't look right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I need all the space now for this bloody Peterson tank that I'm putting in the engine bay.
Yeah.
There's a big hole there now. All right. I'll definitely consider getting a black or a billet silver.
Easy,
because
mate.
Black us.
We don't do the silver ones anymore anyway, so they shouldn't even be on the website.
Boo, because is it anodized or is it powder coated?
It's anodized.
Yeah, because they change color with the heat after a while. That's what
I'm
worried
about. Didn't find many people wanting silver ones, so we just kept with the blacks.
Oh, what a shame. I'm going to have to... what a shame. I prefer silver.
You can get it stripped and re-anodized.
Yeah, maybe. All right, I'll look into that. But thanks for your help again.
No worries, mate. You're welcome.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye-bye.